All right, today I wanted to talk about the five ways to tell if you're a sub-5 male. Number one would have to be getting one-word answers from people, particularly women. Back in 2014, I was finishing up university at a local college not too far from me, and I took a sociology class that semester, which had about 25 women, and I was one of 5 men. There was a girl who sat 2 seats down from me that I would try to talk to every couple weeks whenever I felt like I had an opportunity. It was interesting because one day the class let out and she was walking in front of me, and I kind of walked up alongside her, and all I said was, "Wow, that was a really good class today. The subject material was really interesting." And she replies, she looks at me with a weird, gives me a weird look and says, "Yeah," and then proceeds to speed up walking. And back at this time, back in 2014, I was 275 pounds and I was also completely bald. I completely shaved my head bald and I had no facial hair. So I pretty much looked like a fat Mr. Clean. And this also happened as well because there was another girl in the class. Her name was Emily. And Ashley and Emily, I would put them around 6s on the 10 scale. And I saw an opportunity to talk to her as well. She was ahead of me on the stairwell. She was going down the stairs. And I tapped her on the shoulder from behind. And she turns around and just gives me this weird look. And I asked her, like, "Oh, what, do you know what the homework is for the weekend?" And she says, "I have no idea," and then proceeds to speed up walking. This is going to happen to you if you're deemed as a sub-5 male. People, for the most part, especially the opposite sex, they do not want to interact with you at all. It's not even to the point where, like, if you're an average-looking guy, they'll probably give you a little bit more of an answer. They may not really want to interact with you, but when you're sub-5, when you're grotesquely sub-5, they want to get out of there as soon as possible. And they're looking at it from a lens of, you know, why is this creep talking to me? This goes for if you're really short, you're bald, you're really overweight, or you have more of like an uglier type of face. It's one of those big four where she sees, and this isn't, a lot of the times it's not even, she's consciously doing it, it's more subconsciously she sees you as a sub-5 and immediately they want to run away. The second way to tell if you're a sub-5 male is the concept of prejection. So this really happens when you're at a bar or a party or a nightclub, when it's a loud type of event where there's a lot of chaos going on, a lot of loud music. This is where you're going to get prejected as a sub-5 male. So this happened to me particularly the summer of 2014. It was about 2 months before I got my first hair transplant. And I was actually down the shore. And I had walked up to this girl that I found very attractive. And even having a shaved head, I would say my confidence was pretty bad, but I would still, you know, if I found someone attractive enough, I wanted to go up and still say hi to them. So as I was kind of approaching her, and she wasn't on the dance floor, she was kind of the side of the dance floor, and she was just like a cute blonde, petite, probably around 5'2". Because I was 6'2 at the time, I thought that I had more of a chance with her. And as I was walking up, she saw me and she gave me this really weird, like, death stare. She was like visibly creeped out that she knew I was about to go up and talk to her. And she like gave me this look, and I knew right away, like, this is not going to work out. And I diverted my attention and I slinkered over to the bar to get another beer. And I could just tell that was going to be a brutal rejection. And the other time this kind of panned out for me is I was actually at a college bar at my university. I was with my buddy, and he is about to go up and talk to these two girls, and my buddy was he was fairly average looking, but he was much better looking than me as a fat bald sub five male. So I see him talking to the girl he was speaking with, and I'm about to walk up to her friend, and she puts her hand up like right in my face, and she says, "Don't talk to me." And I was floored, because most of the time when you approach, even as a sub five male, you're mostly going to get one word answers or ignored, or you'll get the girl will actually be friendly, but you can tell she has virtually no interest in you and she's looking away and things like this. But no, some women will just flat out put their hand out and say, "Stop." And in a way, looking back, that was more reinforcement for me to do things like get my first hair transplant later that summer and start to actually lose weight and take care of myself. And but that happens to you a lot as a sub five male. You're certainly gonna face a lot of prejection. And I think from their standpoint, a woman does that because she finds you really unattractive when you walk up to her and you don't look good as a sub five male. She then has to entertain a conversation and she has to answer questions, and it's easier for them to just do things like put their hand up or give you a really nasty look. It kind of, I don't agree with it, but it really does make it so that way they don't have to deal with somebody that they're really unattracted to. The third way to tell if you're a sub five male is when girls walk away from you mid-conversation. Now, this won't happen a lot, but it does happen, and it's only happened to me when I was a sub five male. I've kind of gone through stages where back then I was definitely a sub five, and then I have had two hair transplants and I've lost 110 pounds and started grooming better. This only really happens to you when you're a sub five, and it can still happen to you when you're an average looking guy, but it's mostly when you're deemed as a sub five. But one time I was at homecoming at my university, and I was with a couple friends I made in the club I joined, and they introduced me to this girl, and I walked up to her and shook her hand, and we were talking for maybe 10 seconds or so, and she kind of, I could tell from right off the bat she wasn't interested in me, but she kind of kept looking over, like looking completely away from me and like giving me like one word answers. And I guess she saw her friend from across the room, and she's like, "Oh, it's Macy," and she runs over and talks to Macy. And this is a pretty frequent occurrence that happens. And this will happen at mostly at bars, nightclubs, parties, where I guess it's not socially unacceptable to do something like that. But I also notice this happens in your daily life as well. You'll be talking to somebody, it might be in class, or it might be, in the gym or something like that, and all of a sudden they dart off while you're talking and they go talk to somebody else. I think from their perspective, I always try to look at the other person's perspective when these things happen, is I guess when they're talking to someone that they don't find appealing physically, it can be uncomfortable for them because they're thinking in their head, "Oh my God, does this guy, like me?" And they're trying to find a way out of the situation. So a lot of the times that the girl will dart away from you mid-conversation, without like an ending to what you're saying or to what she's saying, because she wants to get out of that situation so bad, because she finds you that unattractive. So she'll use her girlfriend or another guy she sees as a way to dart out. I can tell you being much more attractive now, that almost never happens. And I really think it solely really only happens to sub 5 males, mainly because if you're an average looking type of guy, there's nothing really unappealing about you and there's nothing super appealing. So she kind of sees it as like a little bit more of a safe conversation. But also if people see her talking to you and you're a sub 5 male, that can lower her status in a lot of ways. And a lot of people could be gossiping. Why is she talking to that guy? He looks weird. He looks old. This is going to happen to you a lot, especially if you're a sub 5 male. The fourth way to tell if you're a sub 5 male is when girls ignore you. So this can happen really anywhere, and it will happen to you everywhere as a sub 5 male. But you'll try to talk to a girl, whether it's in class or at a bar, and she hears you, she sees you, she just doesn't want to reply, mainly because she saw you walk in the room, she saw you about to walk up to her, and she is very unattracted to you. So the thought of talking to you and the thought of other people seeing her talk to you isn't going to be good for her social brand, so to say. This happened to me that same summer. I had walked up to a girl at a fairly local nightclub, I guess you could call it. It was kind of like a indoor-outdoor concert venue. And I was walking towards the bar, and I see a girl standing there. And this girl is nothing special. She was probably maybe about a 6 out of 10. She was like petite, brown hair, hazel eyes, nothing exceptional. And at the time, you know, I thought, oh, I'm 6'2". You know, I always hear about girls like height. And, you know, being that I was like taller in high school, I had a few, you know, relationships, so to say, back then. So I walked up to her and I said, hey, what are you drinking tonight? And there was just dead silence. She didn't even look at me. And I just kind of I waited about 5 seconds, looked over, and I even pointed to her her drink. And I'm like, oh, looks like you're drinking, a Blue Moon there. Still nothing. Did not even reply. And I was devastated, to be honest. Like, that was another brutal rejection that I got. And I ended up just completely leaving the bar that night just because it sucks when you get ignored like that. You know, even as a sub 5, like, I would say 60 to 70% of the time you walk up to someone, they're never friendly, but they never, you know, flat out ignore you or do something like kind of really mean. But this definitely happens a lot, mainly for the same reasons as before. It's just some people will be polite and give you the one word answer. Other people, they're not so nice people. And, you know, this is their chance to feel all high and mighty about themselves. And like I said, they don't want to see their friends. They don't want to have their friends see them talking to you. And the fifth way to tell if you're a sub 5 male is, well, you guessed it, harsh rejections. As a sub 5 male, I definitely experienced a few harsh rejections during those few years. I would say the most notable was when I went to a bar, you know, that was in the town of my local university, and I was out with two of my buddies from the club, from my club that I was in. And I walked up to this girl who was clearly out of my league. She was probably like an 8. And, you know, I walked up right up to her. I said, hey, can I buy you a drink? As my friends were talking to her friends. And she just looked at me straight away. And she's like, oh, hell no. And she literally said that. Her friends heard her. My friends heard it. And she walked all the way across the bar and just sat by herself. It was the strangest thing ever. Well, that's my 5 ways to tell if you're a sub 5 male. If you've enjoyed this, feel free to subscribe.